Are you working in your dream job? Or are you still working on finding a perfect match? We'll talk this hour about what to do if your so-called dream job is not what you expected, and it's not where you want to be for the rest of your life. How do you find Plan B? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, April 29th. We'll get some advice from a career consultant, and we want to hear your story. Did you change careers? Did you leave what you thought was your dream job for something else? How'd that work for you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. Cheryl Heisler is the president of Lawternatives, a career consulting service in Chicago for lawyers and professionals. She has more than 20 years of experience guiding professionals through career change. Good morning.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. So you are someone who actually thought you were in your dream job right out of law school, but you realized maybe not so much. Tell us
early
your story.
On. I call myself a serial career changer, so it's a little frightening. I originally thought I wanted to do something in the media, in communications. That was my undergraduate degree. I went to law school because well-meaning relatives said, well, gee, you know, you're smart. You got to do something else. So I never really liked law school, but I stuck it out, worked as an attorney for about 3 years, and never felt I was in the right place. So in a very strange turn of events, I ended up meeting Ben and Jerry of Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream.
Oh.
Decided what I really wanted to do was sell ice cream. And when that didn't pan out, because they said, you're a very nice person, but you don't know anything about the ice cream business, I ended up moving into marketing. So Kraft Foods here in Chicago took a shot on a lawyer who wasn't an MBA. I spent a couple years in the marketing business and realized, you know what, I had transferable skills. You didn't have to do one thing your whole life if you didn't love it. And that led to my helping other lawyers get out of the practice of law if they weren't enjoying it. And I've been in my alternatives role now for, as you say, over 20 years, helping lawyers and professionals figure out if they're in the wrong place, what can help them redirect and get into a good place for them.
Very good. So is this your dream job for now?
I think it is. But one of the nice things about it is that I'm always learning and I'm always changing. So that originally I was just doing one-on-one consulting. Then I was able to add in an outplacement piece. So when lawyers were being let go from firms or corporations, I could help them. Then I added in a radio piece. And for a while I was doing some media work with WBBM, the new show in Chicago. And then I overlapped it with a little bit of writing. So part of the fun once you start changing careers is you realize you have all these skills that can be used in so many different ways that you don't have to do one thing. Even if you think you're in the dream job, you can keep adding and tweaking and making it even better.
Do you think there is such a thing as a dream job?
That's a dangerous phrase, right? Because you say dream job and people think, I'll love every single day and I'll love everything I do. And in truth, you know, the old joke, why do they call it work? Mm-hmm. There are always going to be some things that you don't like. Even if you, let's say, love the practice of law or the practice of medicine, there's going to be paperwork things that you're not going to be so fond of. But if on balance you feel that you're enjoying what you do and you're making a difference and you meet your own criteria for what's important, you're a very lucky person. And then, of course, the old adage, if you're doing what you love, it doesn't feel like you've worked a day in your life.
Yeah. Well, I'm a very lucky person because I feel like I am in a dream job. But I thought my dream job was going to be television reporting. And after about 5 years of doing that out of college, I realized that it really wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. I got a little tired of covering events and not covering issues, people commenting on my appearance and not on my work, and being in radio, and especially Wisconsin Public Radio, has proven to be my dream job. So I was able to transfer, you know, my TV skills to radio. That was a simple switch. Is it so simple to do that?
Well, let's go back a half a step. One of the things that I think is so interesting about what you just said is that when you start out from, especially from school, and that's why I find working with professionals who have already been in the workforce for a while is a little more both challenging and exciting is you don't know what you really want because you haven't done it.
Mm-hmm.
You might think that something is so perfect, but if you haven't either experienced it or done the right kinds of advanced sleuthing to find out, it's when you get there that you realize, wait a minute, for example, TV is very short form. Everything moves so fast. Radio, you have the luxury of going in depth with people.
Mm-hmm.
As you say, there's the whole appearance part of it versus, you know, what am I really, what is the substance of what I'm saying? So you can't always know what you want if you don't take certain steps to go through in advance. But you're right, the chance to then switch over and take your skills and see how they transfer from one industry to another, even if it's, you know, in your case, you make it sound like it's an easy switch, but we both know it's not. There are different people. There are different lines of networks. There are different sides of the industry. So you really have to work to get somebody to see that what you have in one industry will, in fact, transfer to another.
Yeah. Jane writes on Facebook, I quit a teaching job that I had for 20 years to pursue teaching children online in a virtual school. That lasted 20 weeks. It was not for me. But although I now work part-time at a retail store and make no money, I can say I tried. If you don't try, you will never know. I had a spouse that could support me and provide health care for this to step off the cliff. If I didn't, I would not have been able to try. Is that, I mean, there are financial considerations if you're going to leave one job for another, are there not?
Yeah, of course there are, but the writer or the questioner frightens me a little when she says, I stepped off the cliff. When I work with my clients, I don't want anybody going off a big, tall dive head first. Part of what I've found over the years I've been doing this is that there's a methodology for making a change. And what I would hope is that there are ways to explore this new profession. So you know 20 minutes before you make the change instead of 20 weeks after that there's going to be something missing. And part of how you protect yourself is that you start with a really in-depth self-assessment. What is it that I'm looking for? And what am I giving up when I leave career X to go to career Y? And have I spoken to enough people in career Y to really know what it's going to be all about? Sometimes you can get like a bait and switch kind of a thing. A new industry tells you what you want to hear. But if you've really sleuthed it out and talked to enough people who both have been, who've moved to the industry, who have left that industry, you should be able to understand the pros and cons and how they apply to you before you ever give notice on your first you know, job with the benefits and the tenure and all the things that that she had. I'm very happy that she got a chance to try something new, but I would have tried to help her protect against, you know, a downfall like she experienced.
Well, we'll talk more about how we can pursue a career alternative, how we can move out of what we thought was our dream job to find something that matches our skills and our wants a little bit better as we move along. Talking with Cheryl Heisler, president of Lawternatives, a career consulting service in Chicago for lawyers and professionals. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, 19 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, April 29th, and this is our spring membership drive. Listeners provide the single largest source of funding here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and this drive is your chance to support all the programs you enjoy. Joining me now with more on that, John Munson. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Joy. Happy to be here this morning. Hey, you know, good news to report. We have a goal of 25 pledges this hour, and we already have one. So
yay,
we only have 24 more to go. Your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 gets us one step closer to meeting this hourly goal and one step closer to funding the programs you count on.
And we will get back to one of those programs that you count on and getting advice on finding your dream job in just a moment. Where else are you going to get a conversation like this at 6 o'clock in the morning? Well, 6:20 to be precise. nowhere else. Only on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We book the guests, we show up, you show up, and we have a lively, informative conversation every morning.
Well, you love these 6 o'clock conversations, and because you love them, make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support is key to making these discussions available to you and to everyone.
Giving takes just a few minutes of your time. Well, we just want your name, contact information, how much you'd like to contribute, and how you'd like to pay for your pledge. You can give in one lump sum, or better yet, consider becoming a monthly sustainer.
You know, Joy, it's kind of like golf. No one asks how, just how many. No matter how you choose to give or how much you give, use the next few minutes to support the station you count on. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
I'm Bill from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too. I think it's important because things are said and done on the radio that are important, that need to be said, that we don't get on any other radio station. I listen to it all the time. It's on the car, it's on the radio in the morning when we get up, and it's on all day practically, and it's just the way we live. I know that the money is going to be well used. It's a valuable service, and I just feel good about it.
Well, we feel good about that, too. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson, asking for your support of WPR during this spring membership drive. Maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're fairly certain, because it's what you tell us, that the programs you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio make a difference in your life. Well, you know what? You're listening right now, and it's a good bet that you listen every day. During this spring membership drive, all we're asking you to do is put your money where your values are.
And your gift of whatever amount you choose, say $5 a month, really does make a difference. That's because we rely on listener support for the single largest piece of our budget. So make that difference right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, well, it makes driving, working, even sitting down in your favorite chair a different experience, a much better experience.
Your support makes WPR possible, and it turns ordinary activities into extraordinary ones. Your life is better with Wisconsin Public Radio in it. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wondering how much to give? Well, how about giving the amount that's right for you? And if you need some help figuring that out, consider this. Say you hear three things a day that you're really glad you heard. If you paid a dime for each one of those, that would work out to about $10 a month. So don't delay. Make that contribution right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
The day is young. Make a difference before you even leave the house. Donate to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll have a great start to your day.
24 more pledges to go. We've got about 35 minutes to get them, so your support is very important right now. And it makes a difference here at Wisconsin Public Radio. It makes all these great programs possible. Be part of making it happen. Give now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And John, I can't believe we didn't mention this earlier. You can ask for our 2014 artist mug with your pledge today. It's $12.50 a month, or a $150 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. It was designed by Renee Grafe, a nationally known illustrator from Cedarburg, Wisconsin.
Well, this is a really fun mug. It's kind of looks like WPR meets the Berenstain Bears, I think. I don't know. She's got animals running the radio station and enjoying WPR programs as they go about their day. And it's all yours for a pledge of $150 or more. That's just $12.50 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, anybody that knows me knows I am getting this mug. I have to have a coffee cup. My coffee sustains me, and animals sustain me. So do join me in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio and picking up this lovely artist's mug at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks very much, John. We will talk to you later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about what to do if your dream job turns into a nightmare. We are talking about how to find Plan B when your dream job is not what you thought it would be. And we do welcome your stories for our guest or your questions for our guest at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are talking with Cheryl Heisler, president of Lawternatives, a career consulting service in Chicago for lawyers and professionals. And let's take a call from Eugene in Viola. Hi, Eugene.
Oh, good morning, Joy, and to your guest. The skills and the storytelling that I learned when I was teaching transferred to what I do today, which is running that shoe shine stand during the season. I just got done doing my first one down in McGregor, Iowa about 3 weeks ago. But what I started doing, I started demonstrating Palmer penmanship, taking the card table along, demonstrating Palmer penmanship and math skills. Then I got a hold of the Amish up here, and I started selling peaches and doing a little of this and a little of that and adding a little bit on. But what I found was the storytelling ability and the ability to work with kids has paid off, which
Wonderful.
Is what I've learned teaching.
Way to go, and Eugene.
I love it.
Yeah.
During the season.
And Great. you are retired, too, aren't you, Eugene?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Well, what about that storytelling, that and those transferable skills as a teacher to, you know, being a vendor and a shoe shiner?
It sounds like you know how to work with people, and that's one of the most important skills that anybody can have. That transfers across industry to industry to industry. If you can't relate to people, you know, unless you have a job where it's just you and your computer, you're going to be missing something. So the fact that you were able to pull out, Eugene, the fact that that was where the joy was, and that was so much a part of what made you good at teaching and reuse it in a different environment, is a wonderful example of how to make a career change work for you.
Yeah. So what are the first signs, Cheryl, that perhaps a job seeker has made a mistake?
Well, usually you find out very quickly, and there's a little spot inside. And this is funny when I work with lawyers because they don't tend to be touchy-feely.
Mm-hmm.
But they know that they've made a goof because your conscience or your subconscious right away starts to say, this doesn't click. This isn't who I am. This isn't what I'm all about. And the more you're in a position where this is happening, the louder that internal voice starts to scream at you. Sometimes it manifests itself in other ways. I've had a lot of clients who've been into the high-stress legal world or the high-stress corporate world that become sick. And it takes something that physical to make them slow down and realize this is just the wrong place.
Yeah. How long should a person stay in a so-called dream job that has gone bad?
It depends on a lot of things. So, again, the best thing to do is do the homework in advance to know that you really are heading into a dream job. If you make a move and it's a mistake, then you've got to do some assessment. And the first thing I think you need to do is say, assuming that this job isn't making you physically or emotionally ill, and sometimes then you must consider, do you need to get out of it sooner than later? But if you can take a longer-term view, you have to say, well, what will this job get me in the long run? If I can manage to stay here, let's say, a year, that's sort of the standard time to stay in a position, what other doors will that open for me? Can I use this as a short-term stepping stone to a longer-term goal? For instance, let's say I've got a client who wants to get out of the private practice of law and really wants to do something in the corporate or business world. Sometimes they do a short-term stint through, say, an in-house corporate counsel role. Even though they may not want to practice law anymore, that gets their foot in the corporate door. And from there, either within the corporation that they move to or another, they can perhaps move into operations or corporate communications, something because they've credentialed themselves in the interim process.
Yeah.
If that person had been unhappy and left right away, their whole long-term marketing plan would have been shot, too. So you got to be a little bit strategic.
Yeah, we have just a minute or so before our news break, but is there some way that you might be able to change the job you're in to make it more satisfying?
Absolutely. You've got to try to figure out what, again, this goes back to the self-assessment, know thyself and know where something isn't clicking. And if you have the flexibility through the people you work with or through the organization itself to try to tweak things. But it depends. If you're in a large organization, sometimes those roles are set and you're a little bit more limited. If you're lucky enough to be working with an organization that's flexible, that wants to help their people develop, well, then you can go to somebody higher up and say, hey, listen, how can we make this job be perhaps a better fit for me, and then I can offer more to the organization. It's unfortunately or fortunately, it's always about what the organization wants. They don't care so much what you want. You have to make that happen for yourself.
Well, we will talk about making that happen for ourselves, finding our true dream jobs after we check the news. We are talking with Cheryl Heisler, president of Lawternatives, a career consulting service in Chicago for lawyers and professionals. She has more than 20 years of experience guiding professionals through career change. Have you made a career change? How did that work for you? Tell us your story or ask your question. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It is 6:36 on this Tuesday, April 29th. We will get back to our conversation about career change and finding our true dream job in just a moment. But first, this is Wisconsin Public Radio's Spring Membership Drive. John Munson joins me because listener contributions are the single largest source of funding at WPR, and your gift will keep the programs that you value on the air. You can make your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Good morning again, Joy. We're looking for 22 pledges in the next 23 minutes or so. There's a certain kind of symmetry there. At any rate, if you've already made your pledge this morning, thank you. That's a big deal. And if you haven't, well, you know what? Help us make our goal this hour by making your contribution right now.
In just 1 month, there are hundreds of discussions on the Ideas Network. When you support WPR with a pledge, you're essentially making all of those conversations possible. Make that simple but powerful step right now when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, the process is quick and easy. And when you become a sustainer, you really simplify your donation. You'll make automatic monthly gifts from your bank account or credit card.
And that support will renew automatically each year, so your membership is always current. So pick an amount that's right for you, say $10 a month, and become a sustainer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
People who listen, and that means you, provide the most significant share of WPR's budget. Your donation comes with no strings attached, so we can invest it in programs that deliver the greatest value to you. Your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and for the entire community. So please give now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Hi, my name is Tom. I drive truck for a living, and I always look forward to when I can tune into 90.7 WHAD.
Many Americans cannot afford to eat the healthy foods needed.
WPR, to me, is a respite from all the usual noise and mindless chatter of most commercial radio stations. It's great to be tuned into WPR as I tick off the miles on the highway. It makes the world seem a little closer to me, and it brings the issues and discussions of the day a little closer to home.
Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson, encouraging you to support Wisconsin Public Radio during this, our spring membership drive. Say, John, are you in your dream job right now?
Well, I am now. I wouldn't have thought it was. I think I originally wanted to be a professor of medieval German history at some small private college someplace. But that, you know, when you're 20 years old, I mean, you have these goofy dreams. But no, this is... I could not ask for a better gig than the one I have now.
Oh, it is. It is just wonderful. But I'm wondering really what was going on in that 20-year-old mind that you wanted to teach German medieval history.
My mentor was a professor of medieval German history, and he kind of turned me on to the whole Charlemagne thing, and so that's where my head was then.
Well, we are incredibly lucky to be working at Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm lucky to be working anywhere, actually. But.
But we are also incredibly lucky because I feel so lucky because I can talk with just so interesting interesting, educated guests who have so much to share, like our guest this hour. I get to talk with our listeners, who are the best listeners in the whole wide world. They contribute to these call-in discussions and ask some really tough questions of our guests, and they contribute money voluntarily to Wisconsin Public Radio. Because they get it. They get it that Wisconsin Public Radio would not be here if it weren't for their contributions.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just an amazing thing to come to work and to know that all of those things are true. And I can't think of another profession that I could be engaged in that would provide that. And you know, all we're asking for is a couple of minutes of your time and a gift of any amount. We've made it about as easy as we can to make a pledge. Please do it right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And remember, you can ask for our 2014 artist mug when you pledge. It was designed by a Wisconsin artist, and the mug itself is USA made. It's a really colorful and lively design.
Cute.
I love it. It's got all sorts of animals in their abodes listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I think there's a bear host, I believe. You know,
yes, there's a bear host and an owl producer, I think.
It's a lovely little mug that was designed especially for Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's yours for a pledge of $150 or more. That's $12.50 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
21, that's the magic number of pledges we need to get to before the end of this hour. Your pledge now makes a difference. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And thank you for your support.
Thank you, John. We will talk to you in just a bit. Time to get back to our conversation about finding your dream job. Talking about what to do if the job you thought was your dream job turns into a nightmare. It's not what you expected it to be. It's not what you want to do for the rest of your life. Then what? Have you faced this? Have you changed careers? Tell us your story or ask your question of our career consultant guest at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Cheryl Heisler, president of Lawternatives, a career consulting service in Chicago for lawyers and professionals. Let's go right back to the phones. Elizabeth in Madison has been waiting. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Joy.
Yes, what's going on in your dream job?
Well, I have had my dream job for many years, and this was my situation. It's not anymore. But I had my dream job for many years, but then the company brought in somebody from the outside to be my boss, who turned it into a total nightmare job. She was there for maybe about 9 months being my boss. She was there for almost a couple years, but being my boss for about 8 or 9 months, making it terrible, terrible for me, where I was just at the end of my rope and just, why should I be the one to leave? I love this job. It was terrible. I mean, what should I have done in that situation? Fortunately, the company kind of caught up with her and finally she left. But what could I have done in that situation? I didn't want to go because I love the job so much.
That's a really tough situation, especially, Elizabeth, as you say, you were there first, right? It felt like it was your place before it was hers. But unfortunately, one of the things that makes work work is when you're working with or for somebody who you don't click with. And one of the things that people have had luck with is being able to change their role within the organization. Now, it depends on how big an organization, it depends on what your skill sets are, but you're in trouble. You can't really go and complain about your new boss because that makes you look like you're the one that's not working up to par. So you have to network even within the company to see where else you might land, keep the same organization, keep the same benefits, keep the same tenure, but find yourself a different role. It's kind of sad. I've seen people who have found their dream job skill-wise in another company just to escape a tough boss. But you don't want to look like you're the one that can't get along with somebody. So you pull out what are the best elements of the position, and you say, where can I recreate these? If I love the company, I'll change my skill set to do something for that company. If I love what I do, I'll have to change the company to make it work.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it did work out eventually for you, Elizabeth. I wanted to talk with you, Cheryl, about the steps to career change, and you have four of them, right?
I've always believe that there are four basic steps, Joy. So the first, and we talked about this earlier in the program, is to really do a deep self-assessment. What are you all about? What's important to you? If it's making money, that's fine, but note it. If it's helping out other people and it's an altruistic part that you need to engage in, make sure you know it about yourself so that you can go after it. Once you're really clear what makes a difference to you, then go out in the marketplace and say, where will the market value the same kinds of things that I value? If you start it the other way around, saying, where can I just get a job, you don't get to that true match of who you are with what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So you start with self-assessment, then you do a market assessment, then you do what I'd call the resourcing or the networking phase, where you really go out there and talk to people who have these different kinds of jobs. Do not just book research, but live research to make sure you don't make the kind of I don't want to say mistake, but the kind of choice that leads you to, like our first caller said, to feel that you fell off the cliff. You
mm-hmm.
really want to talk to enough people, if you need to shadow them or do a kind of an apprenticeship, or at the very least, talk in depth to several people in an industry and check it out that way. And only at that point are you really ready to sell yourself. You now know what you want. You know what the market will value. You've talked to enough people to make sure you're going in a good direction. And now the sales and marketing materials, your resume, your curriculum vitae, will make sense because you know both what you're looking for and what the market wants. If you start to try to market yourself too early, you may miss some of what that new employer is going to be looking for from you.
Yeah. Carol on Facebook said, I gave up my job as a social worker to become a mother, my true dream job, no regrets. So that's also an option too, I suppose.
A job doesn't have to be a paying job. I know a lot of people who feel their best and highest use is to be giving back to the community, giving back to their family. It's what's important to you, and that goes back to the self-assessment. Who are you? What are your values? And what are your values right now? I've worked with people over the years who maybe wanted one thing in their 30s, but a very different thing when they're in their mid-40s. Something, again, when they feel that they're closer to retirement. You don't have to be, you are the same person, but you don't have to want the same things at every point in your career.
Mm-hmm.
So listening to that inner voice, again, helps you stay on the straight and narrow. What's right for you? I want to go back to something John said at one of the first breaks, if it's okay.
Sure.
He said, and I think I could tell that you both love your jobs. You just hear it in your voice and your back and forth, your voices and your back and forth. But he said, if you want to give what's essentially 10 cents an idea for whatever you get from the public radio, Wisconsin Public Radio, that's brilliant. And I'm always telling my clients, get one tidbit. When you listen to a radio show, get one new piece of information. When you pick up the newspaper or hear a lecture, get one new thing. They add up. And I just thought that was a very savvy way for him to say, hey, it doesn't cost a lot to support public broadcasting. He's a good salesman.
Yeah, he is. He could find another career there. But you have financial concerns about making that career switch? I mean, how do you sometimes you feel trapped in a job because, you know, it's paying the mortgage?
Oh, sure. The old, and especially if you're in a profession where you've got really good compensation, you've got golden handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can do one of two things, or maybe both. First of all, you have to assess exactly what you need to make to keep the things in your life that are important to you. If you have a mortgage, if you have a kid in college, those things are very realistic. But you don't start there. You start with what do I want and then say, how do I get to a number that I need? So in some cases, I've had clients that say, I can get out of this condo. I can get out of my fancy car. I don't need those things to be happy. One woman went as far as to say that she doesn't have to buy herself the goodies and the purses and the shoes and the fancy vacations that she used to have to take because she was so miserable in her high-paying job. So she made a trade-off. But let's say you don't have that luxury. What's so important is to pull out the elements as you do your self-assessment that are important to you. So let's say you really want to feel that you're making a difference, but you can't make a move into the nonprofit community because of the salary structure. One thing to consider is where else can you do good within corporate America? So, for instance, when you think of companies like McDonald's that have the Ronald McDonald House and the nonprofit arm of a for-profit organization, you can do good and yet still stay on a corporate salary track. So there are lots of creative ways to get what you need financially and what you need emotionally.
Barbie Meals, for me, joining the Peace Corps was the key to finding the courage to go for it professionally. I was an art education major assigned to teach basic health and child care in rural Brazil. I learned very quickly that the value of a good liberal arts education is that it hones your problem-solving skills. I realized that if I knew what I knew and I knew what I didn't know, then there were all kinds of resources out there to help me find the answers I needed. So good for Barb, huh?
Oh, and she's so smart because, again, like communication skills and sales skills, everybody's got to be a problem solver. Nobody just gets to sit in their cube and, you know, do one thing at a time. We don't work that way as a community. So if you can take something like your knowledge and translate it into how to solve problems for somebody else, you've got something to offer just about anybody.
Well, maybe as we let you go here, some a little motivational pep talk for those who maybe are thinking of taking that step to find their true dream job if they're not in it right now.
I think when you're lucky enough, and we said this at the top of the hour, when you're lucky enough to do something you love, it really doesn't feel like work. And the first step to getting there is to really look inside and say, what am I missing? What do I need to make me happier? Maybe I need more people contact. Maybe I need more intellectual challenge. Maybe I need more creativity. Maybe I just need a job that gets me up and around instead of sitting at a desk all day. Start small. If you can make some of those changes within your job, even better. But if you're not getting it and you don't see a pathway to get it, start thinking outside the box and thinking what else you can do with your transferable skills. It's wonderful to get up and go to a job you love every day. You and I are lucky enough to know that.
Yeah. Well, I pulled a lot of valuable tidbits out of this conversation. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It was delightful.
Cheryl Heisler, president of Lawternatives, a career consulting service in Chicago for lawyers and professionals. And her website is on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page for more information. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. John Munson joins me. John Munson is normally in our Superior Bureau. But,
I came south for the weather.
and it has been quite a winter. It certainly has. But right now, we are looking for respite from that winter and the warmth we will get when you make your contribution to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Those robins chirping outside your window this morning are telling you to make a pledge. We need 18 of you to do that right now, and we need you to do it within the next 6 minutes or so. Your pledge helps pay for programs you count on all year long, like the one you're listening to right now. Thank you if you've already given. If you haven't, well, no time like the present. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And I hope that you enjoyed our conversation about career change and what to do if your dream job turns into a nightmare. It's an example of the informative conversations that we try to have every single day on this show.
Okay, we did our part. Now you need to just take a few minutes to do your part so that you can make this hour and many more hours just like it possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you. That's the important thing. Then make your pledge. That's even more important. WPR.org. 888-202-2552.
When you listen to WPR, you can be assured that we always have your interests at heart. We can continue to serve our listeners and communities because of the support we receive from members, including the 550 members of WPR's 9XM Leadership Circle.
Now, 9XM members support WPR with a gift of $1,200 or more each year. To make this leadership gift of $100 a month or a gift of any amount, go to WPR.org or call us 888-202-2552.
Basically, I just believe with public radio, it's almost a duty to become a member because the programming is why you listen. All you have to do is travel someplace that doesn't have public radio for a week or so and realize how much you miss it. And you want to come back? I've been known to turn it on my computer when we're traveling and there's not a decent public radio station anywhere near us. I just really enjoy it. I enjoy the programming. I learn things. That makes a big difference to me. And I get a little bit of everything. one of the nicest things about WPR is that it is statewide. We try to hit a different state park every week during the spring and summer, and so we're traveling around the state. It's just wonderful to be able to continue listening pretty much wherever we go in the state. That's something that is very rare. That has been just sort of icing for us, is to know that we can continue listening wherever we go in Wisconsin. I'm Michelle from Madison, Wisconsin. I hope you'll join me in being a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Boy, thank you, Michelle, and I'm with you. I take Wisconsin Public Radio on the road with me wherever I go on my Tell Joy Where to Go travels. Make your donation in support of the statewide service that we have here at Wisconsin Public Radio, actually statewide and beyond with online listening. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our spring membership drive. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and count on every single gift.
Well, supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with about 2 minutes of your time. Here's what we need. We need your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Your gift supports the programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Joe, you better give that computer a kick. We seem to be stuck on 18 pledges to go this hour. That's how many we need in the next couple of minutes. Thank you so much if you've already given, and if you haven't, well, help us stay on track by making your contribution right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listeners make the programs here on Wisconsin Public Radio worthwhile, but members, contributors, make the programs possible.
Well, you get all these great shows because members kick in a large portion of WPR's budget. In fact, it's the single largest part. Become a member now. Help make WPR possible with your gift of $5 a month or whatever amount you choose. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Just a minute to go to ask for that contribution during this hour. We ask that you give an amount that's comfortable to you. Some give $5 a month. Others give $100 a month or more. You might want to consider $15 a month, John, because that's the $150 pledge where we have this lovely artist mug as the thank you gift.
Boy, this thing is just cute and all caps and boldface and italics and underline. It'll look great on your desk. It'll cause comment in the workplace, and I'm sure your coffee will taste much better.
It will.
No matter how long it's been on the burner. It'll taste great when you're drinking it from this mug, because you'll have the satisfaction of knowing that every month you're contributing $15 toward WPR's support. So please make that pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And ask for the 2014 Artist Mug with your pledge today. It was designed by Renee Grafe, who is a nationally known illustrator from Cedarburg, Wisconsin. And you can listen to Wisconsin Public Radio sipping your coffee in your artist mug and know that you helped make Wisconsin Public Radio programming possible with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you for your support. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.